You know, what is it about positive thinking that makes you 29% smarter, according to the FBI? You know, what are the ingredients of being enthusiastic? How come enthusiasm can overcome fear? You know, we talk about cold calling and we talk about some of those fears. And part of my everyday as a commercial real estate broker still is, at age 59, 30 years doing this, is to pick up the phone and speak to people I don't know who recently bought or sold the property and to discuss with them strategies for what's next for them.
You're listening to Cary Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to and watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm your host, Cary Lutz. Well, you know we love real estate on this show. Some of my best friends are in real estate. Hopefully they'll be in there for a while, but who knows with what's going on today, interest rates and rising inventories in certain parts of the country like Florida, empty office buildings because people no longer go to the office, or if they do, they do hybrid, 3 days or 2 days at the office, 2-3 days at home. So what do we need these buildings for? Well, let's hear from a New York power broker, Ron Konigsberg. In fact, Ron, you have written a book, Power Broker, How to Succeed in Life and Business. Why do I have a feeling that the book is about more than just being a realtor?
That's correct, Cary. That's correct. Thanks for having me so much on your show. I've listened to a lot of episodes, and it's a pleasure to be here. And I just have written Power Broker, How to Be Successful in Business and Life. I think it's for anyone listening. I'm a career salesperson. I'm a career commercial real estate broker. And while I definitely want to talk to you about commercial real estate, more importantly, I want to talk to you about the skills of communication and the ability to be successful. And while only 1 in 9 of us identify as a career salesperson, I can promise you the other 8 of us, 100% of us are in sales in some regard every single day of our lives.
I couldn't agree with you more. I've been doing sales since my late teens. I was once upon a time selling newspaper subscriptions for the Star Ledger in New Jersey. And really, I wouldn't say they had a good training program by any stretch. It was kind of lousy, honestly. Okay. But hey, you knew that 90% of the people were going to hang up the phone on you. Nowadays, though, you can't even reach those people to get them to hang up the phone. I mean, right. Hey, it's like you look back to the days when people actually hung up the phone on you with nostalgia here, you know?
Absolutely. What if I told you that there is a statistic that 85% of all American business leaders and millionaires and entrepreneurs, 85% started in sales. Wow.
That's I believe it. Well, every business, you're always selling something. You know, your greatest product or your worst product, depending from your perspective, is you. You're always selling yourself here, Ron, right? You're the solution. You're the answer to whatever it is they need.
Well, it starts there, and that's correct. And I believe that the skills that we talk about in Power Broker, How to Be Successful in Business and Life, are the skills that help people amass so much money so that they can invest money into the financial survival network, things that you talk about, gold and silver and stock.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what's the key here? What's the secret? How do you break the code, the millionaire's code, become a millionaire, multimillionaire? There must be a way, right?
Of course. Of course. Of course. And I think the book that really resonates with me, in 2005, T. Harv Eker wrote a book specifically about the quality that the 8 skills, and I've written 9 skills, that make up the millionaire mind. And, you know, his skills are outlined in my book, But the first thing I want to talk about is active listening. And that's the reason why I wrote this book. While I was a successful salesman and I've been a million-dollar producer for many years, and I have been the commercial real estate broker of the year here on Long Island. It really wasn't until about 10 years ago that my brother, who's an attorney, said to me, I want to change your entire world. I want to teach you how to be an active listener. It's a skill set that I need you to work on.
Mm-hmm.
An exclusive listener. And I said, wait a minute, you don't have to listen to their ear. They're attached to your head. And he said, no, put away your distractions. I want you to practice listening. I want you to repeat back to me what I'm telling you. And I started to do that for 30 days. And my sales really went up percentage-wise. And then I started to think about, what is it? What are the tools that the salesperson has for getting 5% of those successful people? What is it about positive thinking that makes you 29% smarter, according to the FBI? What are the ingredients of being enthusiastic? How come enthusiasm can overcome fear? We talk about cold calling and we talk about some of those fears. And part of my every day as a commercial real estate broker still is at age 59, 30 years doing this, is to pick up the phone and speak to people I don't know who recently bought or sold the property and to discuss with them strategies for what's next for them in commercial real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So overcoming fear, fear of failure, fear of success, very important, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Fear of failure is something that I think that as I think our parents, our grandparents, they loved us and they tried to do the very best. But in many ways, they implanted in us these fears that they had, the fear of failure, the fear of success. Very much so, the fear of success. If we really want to talk about fear, I think one of the most amazing fears that I came across while writing this book, second to none, honestly, is glossophobia.
What is it?
Glossophobia. Harry, it's amazing. It's the fear of public speaking.
Okay.
Now, public speaking to me is a leadership skill. Because if you can speak in front of a group, and you can speak well, and you can speak in front of an audience, and you can speak in front of a one-on-one audience, and be able to speak well, then it lends to success. But let's talk about glossophobia. It's the fear of being ridiculed or exiled. Now, we all meet each other. There's a fear of public speaking, which has been in people, according to the scientists of glossophobia, for thousands of years. And the fear is that you're going to say something, and it's going to be so silly and so embarrassing that you're going to be ridiculed and exiled from your group. That's hard science into us. Now, I don't know anybody that's been ridiculed or exiled. However, I do know a lot of people, including myself, that have suffered from the fear of public speaking. And it's a practice mechanism. The more you practice it, the easier it is to overcome that fear. But it's practice. And there is a fear of public speaking, and it is hardwired.
So funny. I've never had that fear. I just was born to talk in front of groups.
I love that.
Now, I will admit, when I first started the podcast, I had a fear of exactly what you're saying, saying something stupid. But then it occurred to me, well, I'm recording the podcast, so if I don't look good, I can always edit it out. But, but I've certainly known my share of people who've had that fear. I mean, I even went up and I started doing stand-up comedy recently.
Wow, you are fearless.
Yeah.
If I was fearless, Kerry, I would do stand-up comedy.
And
I would love to try this. I'm scared.
Yeah, but there's the first time I got up, I was a little nervous the first couple of times. But when people start laughing at your stuff, it gives you confidence. And
I love that.
The old saying, you got to fake it till you make it. You got to project confidence, even if you don't feel it. right? And that is key to sales, is confidence. It's key to anything. You know, key to dating success is confidence, because nobody wants to be with somebody who's a loser. You know, they only want to be with winners.
Tell me more about the public. I mean, tell me more about the comedy. Did you enjoy it?
I loved it. I still am doing it. And I know I'm good enough that I could actually go get paid for it. But it's like, I don't want to be a headliner. I'm going to do corporate events. And I call myself America's top recovering attorney.
Oh, so. I didn't realize that. You left the world of law.
The world's a stage, right? Shakespeare said the world's a stage and we're all just actors upon it.
Everybody's an actor
upon it. Yeah. I would love to try public speaking. So really, I think, you know, I think what interests me is watching. I have two sons. Well, I'm 59. I had a 10 and an 11-year-old. And I think I'm blown away about the amount of text messaging. How many text messages do you think you send a day?
Too many. I mainly spend my time deleting text messages from people I don't want to hear from, but okay. They have a political bent, but they send me 50 of them a day. But, you know, I just get like these text chains. My kids do it. I've got three kids. And it's like I've muted all the notifications. So it just, they just accumulate. And then I look and say,
American, then 52 texts per day. Then.
Really?
52 texts per day. However, that significantly changes once you appear the age 25.
Right.
Go to 128 text messages.
Oh, it gets worse with age?
What? We do less. We actually, I think it's better. I think it's inverted. I think that we're better at communicating. I think that the skill sets are getting worse. You know, 78% of Americans say that they would rather wish that they could text a company rather than pick up the phone and get information about that.
I feel that way too, because texting is what you call asynchronous communications, meaning you don't need to be looking at me looking at you, right, or on the phone.
Right.
You know, I can just send you something that I want to know, and I don't have to, you know, wait around for you to come up with an answer. So it's more efficient, but we're past that, though, with the youth.
Well, right. So it's becoming a problem. I'm just wondering, in that not having to, you know, be forward-facing, is a statistic that blows me away. 76% of Gen Z, which is 14 to 34-year-olds, I think.
Yeah.
Sure, Gen Z, report tremendous phone anxiety should they have to speak to somebody. Oh,
that's funny.
Wow. That, you know, so I think that my book and my message and my skill set is focused on really those 85% of the current entrepreneurs and business leaders that have been able to learn how to sell. And I think it's really understanding communication and the formula behind communication. That I don't know if you know the FBI study 55-38-7. Basically, communication is broken down into 55% body language and facial expression, 55%, 38% through tonality, how you say something, only 7% through the word.
Yeah, well, so, me and my ex-wife have that beat, because 100% of our communication was nonverbal. We just, like, stopped talking to each other altogether, so.
Did you? I am in the same boat. I have an ex-wife. Unfortunately, I'm able to speak to her because of those two children. It's important to me, and I think I've learned a lot by writing that book. That brings me to something that, you know, that something is really hard for me, and that's the ex-wife. And I it's argument. I've taken anger out of my argument. I really, that's not true. I tried.
So
I've tried.
So getting back to the important things here, the fears, the things that keep you from success, besides speaking in front of a group, which is really mandatory, and taught my kids how to do it from a long time before. What else have we got? What other fears?
Well, public speaking is one. It's communication, the Gen X fear of being on the phone. I think it's understanding them and challenging yourself and understanding that life is living outside the comfort zone and that you need to transfer your, you know, but also learning these sales skills, as you said a little bit earlier, they're transferable. So if you can sell and you can speak to people, those same skills, I think you said, are usable on a date with them, you know?
Hey, so another thing that I used to overcome my remaining fears, I know that started this 7 years ago. We've only got a couple of years between us age-wise, learning how to dance. Because if you want to learn how to dance, you absolutely have to learn how to not care what anybody thinks looking at you. You have to lose all your self-confidence.
Good for you.
It works. I recommend that.
Dancing. What kind of dancing?
Basically ballroom dance.
Whoa.
And ballroom, you know, different Latin dances and such. And it really,
I'm awful. I mean, I don't even know I could get to put myself out there like that. It's just something I'm just so powerfully awful at.
You would be surprised.
You'd be surprised. Have you ever seen Elaine on Seinfeld?
I have friends that dance like that, and I can be one of them. But everybody can learn to dance. The key is not to learn how to do a particular dance or whatever, but just to learn how to enjoy whatever it is you're doing is really the key.
That's how I feel about sales, and that's how I feel about, you know, speaking to my son and speaking to anyone. Number one is to impress upon them the importance of being able to public speak, communicate, negotiate, relationship build, understanding resilience and how important resilience is in business. I did write a book, and I was asked, what's the most important skill to success in business? And I believe it to be, you know, obviously these skills, but one of the skills that I've included in my 9 skills is resilience. You will be tested. You will have challenges to reach your goal. As a salesman, there will be a lot of resistance, and I need people to understand resilience is important, not only in sales and business and all parts of life.
All right. Well, I think we covered a lot here. I think if you want to find out more, then just going to have to go and get the book. It's at Amazon or wherever fine books used to be sold. The name of the book is Power Broker, How to Succeed in Life and Business. And there's a special Kindle deal there. And hey, the author, of course, is Ron Konigsberg. Ron, been a pleasure having you.
Thanks so much.
Where do we find you? How do we connect with you on the web?
Absolutely. www.ronkonigsberg.com. I have a landing page. We have some Kajabi videos there to learn. But yeah, definitely ronkonigsberg.com.
All right. Links in the show notes to this interview on our site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. And while you're there, please sign up for your free newsletter. Ron, been a pleasure. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks so much, Kerry. Thanks for having me. Wow. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Kerry Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network. Now more than ever.